Oh, well, they know how we do it. We never heard this, so... Let me release. That's what I was saying. It's different. All right.
All right. Go ahead and pause at the bridge, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the problem with the program. It had to make a crop. Because it'll just keep going and going and going and going.
Yeah, I got a leak pedal.
It's like...
It's not standard because it always has pause in between the leaks.
Do you want an outro with your outro? It's like... No. She's done. Or maybe not. Anyway, I don't give a fuck if it is.
This must be the remix.
Huh? God damn, yeah, yeah right? I mean, yeah, we're still live, but holy shit. Yeah, that's the thing with Suno. It's just like, oh, finally, I think it's done. My God, yeah, after three outros, we're finished. They're getting it worked on, folks. But all right.
It sounded all right.
Yeah, it was decent. It's not my favorite.
There's albums that do that.
Yeah, but not to that extent.
No, I wouldn't say it's the favorite I've seen so far.
No, God, no. I didn't like it. So, all right, guys.
Hey, we got a test and check.
Yeah, we got to test them.
Somebody out there, they
it says,
it.
Did
play
you,
it some more.
Did you guys notice the track said Grim Article 60? Yeah, because there's like over 100 of these. So we're just going to be throwing them out, especially considering this isn't our... No, yes it is. This is our announcement for Halloween Horror Month.
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Month is about to start, guys. We got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Horror Month. It's ready. By the way, we've got a major surprise for you guys, which I've already leaked onto the server. We're going to be doing Dead Days live. It's going down. Like I was listening to some guy's podcast. This ain't happened never in the history of the world. Ain't nobody in the world got anything like this. This is the real shit. Nobody else got Dead Days.
It's kind of got a rock vibe. Maybe old Dwayne Johnson.
No. Nobody else.
I like pie.
This is the real shit. That's what we're going to bring you. We're going to bring you the real shit when we got Dead Days coming on October the 31st. That's when the game drops. That's when we'll play it. I cannot wait to fucking break into that game that I paid $40 for, by the way. So, yeah, pre-ordered $40, and apparently there's going to be... Well, I guess it didn't happen because I didn't see an announcement. But they're doing a progress update soon, so we'll know the progress of Sleepless and Sleepless Nocturne, which I'm hoping is fucking already done with the localization and they're just editing it, or maybe 100% everything. Look, I'm trying to get these games to you guys because I know you want them and I want them as well. So, all right. It is going to be the start of Halloween Horror Month. That starts on Tuesday. So, we're switching gears, not doing the AVNs. We're still going to do the normal AVNs we do every fucking weekend. Like, you're still going to get Pale Carnations, which technically counts as very degenerate material, so don't worry about that. And you're also going to get Bear Witness still. We're still going to bring you Returning to Mia. I know I didn't bring it to you last time, but I'm going to bring it to you this time. And we're also going to do, what was the other one? Lust Theory, because that'll go on forever. By the way, new version's coming with some added sound effects and other bullshit. So, that's coming. And also, we have, probably, Returning to Mia will finish very shortly. So, we'll be bringing you Lust Academy Season 2, which would be very good for the time of year. Yeah, we're going to continue with Lust Theory Season 2, because I've got, Lust Academy Season 2, because I've already got Season 3. Yeah, these are going real quick. And by the way, we got to promote opiman.com, because that is just a great place to get AVN. They're still working on their payment stuff, but guys, if you sign in, you don't have to use Patreon if you don't want to, but you can use, like, any account or just make a new, you know, just whatever. Fake, you know, if you want to use a bullshit email address, because I know some of you guys are, you can go to opiman.com, put in your, you know, register, and as soon as you register, you'll get 16 games added to your library for free. By the way, some of them are, one of them is a tournament, and one of them's once in a lifetime. Two games we do, you can get for free, just for fucking registering with the website. And they're cool. Like, they'll literally ask you if you want us to do, like, a daily notification or just a weekly. They're not one of these that's going to send you shit all the time unless you want shit all the time. They're really cool about that. Now, they still have to get their shit worked out because currently you have to become a Patreon to, like, buy any games there. But they have so many free games that you just literally click on the game where it'll say download now and it'll let you download it. So, I can't quite show you that stuff right now because we're doing a Safe for Work video, but I highly recommend you guys check out Opiman. Pale Carnations is not there yet, and I'm talking to the devs. Maybe it'll be on there soon. I don't know. But, also, as you guys know, this is when we do our hardcore fucking shit. So, all the hardcore hentai that we have, all the horror hentai that we have, all the craziest fucking shit I can possibly give you guys is going to be in October.
Are we going to have any horror movie?
I don't know yet. We'll see what we do.
I think we did that last time with all the crazy Japanese horror movies.
I don't know because...
Copyright.
Yeah, it's a little, you know... BitChute might be a little different now. And plus, there's already Grindhouse and GoGo that does so many of those.
Okay.
Just for free. Yeah, you just download them off his channel. Which is great, by the way. Check out Grindhouse and GoGo on BitChute. Guy is great. He's uploading stuff all the time, guys. Literally all the time. Classic. Some of this shit you can't get anywhere else. It might even be from his own collection.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted everybody to see these movies. So this man is a godsend. I am glad he exists. But yeah, horror coming. I even got all my horror games set up. I'm going to be playing nothing but horror and maybe a little bit of Ease Monstrum Nox until Nordics comes out on October the 25th, which I've actually asked off for, so I'll be home that whole day. And maybe we'll do some, I don't know, some playthrough of that or something, because it's a big game and, you know, people might be interested. But horror comics, once you guys are comic fans, going to be a lot of horror comics.
Love horror comics.
We're doing some of the same, you know, with the the Chaos comics and the Spawn comics that we do. And of course, we're still going to do the boys, but we're doing some horror-related stuff. We're not doing the Power Rangers this time. I told you guys, no Power Rangers. It's going to be horror stuff this time. So you'll get your last Power Rangers tomorrow. That's when I'm going to record it. And then after that, guys, it's strictly horror. We'll probably go into some really old eerie's and creepies and old Vampirella, like when there was, you know, just stories. Because Vampirella used to be a anthology comic, where basically she was like the Crypt Keeper. They would have a story, and then she would say a few words at the end of the comic. Yeah, people don't know that about Vampirella.
Sounds like Vampirella, or not...
like the Crypt Keeper, where he would always say...
Well, I mean, it sounds like, Elvira.
Yeah. She was similar to Elvira in that way. She's probably inspired a little bit by Elvira. Yeah. And then they spawned her off as her own character, and, you know, history is history. The rest is history. There we go. Alright, so, I got my Oktoberfest beer. It's actually going a little fast.
I caught a couple finger blasting in the parking lot last night at work.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I got right up on them with the flashing lights in the patrol vehicle before they realized, hey, there's somebody watching us that probably wants us to stop.
Right.
There's a mullet flying everywhere.
Probably.
Her hands trying to get out of spandex.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, she
was it a hooker?
I don't know what she was, but she wasn't well-dressed. And I don't guess he was neither. It wasn't nothing you'd pay to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen worse bodies, but like I said, when you pay for something, you expect to get quality.
Yeah, well, it's not quality. Well, I mean, unless you like games, because Concord, you know, $200 million down the drain. They made a woke game they spent 8 years and $200 million making. And it only lasted 7 days before they pulled it off. And they took all the games, all the copies, and threw them in the fucking landfill with E.T. Yep. Okay, but before we get to game news, because we do have some, let's talk about Trump. Here is the Trump Minute. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, surface-to-air missiles and kill teams in new Donald Trump plot claims surface. Now, this is Times Now World, which is an India site. It may be bullshit, but it's always interesting to kind of, you know.
He's already had 5 conspiracies of plots for people to kill him.
Right.
2 that have gotten within range with weapons.
Now, an international war correspondent on X, platform formerly known as Twitter, on Thursday claimed that 9 surface-to-air missiles have been smuggled into the U.S. to target Trump Force One. And Vandersteel added that the operation will allegedly be led by Sinaloa Cartel of Mexico. That is right out of a Chuck Norris film. Chuck! Chuck! They're coming! The cartel are coming to take out the president!
We
need you!
80. Get in there.
We need you, Chuck, to take it!
Good for your country.
However, she did not provide any concrete evidence to back the story. The President's Man 3.
I'm sure it's being investigated.
Yes. An international war correspondent on X platform, formerly known as Twitter, he's in good shape for his age, on Thursday claimed that 9 surface-to-air missiles have been smuggled into the U.S. to target Trump Force One. And Vandersteel added that the operation be led by the Sinaloa Cartel of Mexico. However, she did not provide any concrete evidence. We don't know the whole story. In a tweet which is now going viral, Vandersteel said that the surface-to-air missiles could be of Iranian origin. This comes after former President Donald Trump said the U.S. will blow Iran to smithereens if Tehran is involved in assassination attempts on former presidents and presidential nominees. The Republican candidate survived an assassination attempt in July, and several more. The FBI is investigating another apparent attempt in Florida earlier this month. Big threats on my life by Iran. The entire U.S. military is watching and waiting. Moves were already made by Iran that didn't work out, but they will try again. Not a good situation for anyone. I am surrounded by more men, guns, and weapons than I've ever seen before. Thank you to Congress for... Damn, that pretty much got Chuck Norris. Thank you, Congress, for unanimously approving far more money to Secret Service. Zero no votes, strictly bipartisan. Nice to see Republicans and Democrats get together on something. An attack on a former president is a death wish for the attacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amid Trump's Iran claims, social media users suspect the former president might face another assassination attempt. According to an informant in New Mexico, Trump's plane is next target for assassination. 9 heat-seeking surface-to-air missiles have been smuggled into the U.S. for this purpose, and there are 3 kill teams already inside the country. Trump has been informed, so have U.S. intel agencies and other authorities. Money has been transferred to a cartel to push this over the border, Laura Logan tweeted. Vandersteel added that members of Congress have been captured standing next to members of the cartel taking pictures. Speculated, an operation of this size would require insider help, upper-level management, perhaps the intel community and or DOJ. The Sinaloa cartel is the only known organization capable of facilitating an operation of this scope. Neither the border authorities nor the government officials have reacted to these claims yet. So that is very interesting news here. Only being talked about in India, which doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we have next? Well, we've got... We'll talk about him later. Anti-porn YouTuber Lauren Chen linked to Russian propaganda probe. Now, this is interesting. There's a lot to this. U.S. Department of Justice indictment concerning an alleged Russia-funded propaganda operation has raised questions about a right-wing YouTuber who posted conspiracy content calling for the eradication of porn and the imprisonment of Pornhub execs. One of the founders of a site targeted by federal authorities as a Russian propaganda outlet is influencer Lauren Chen, who has posted videos describing Pornhub as a source of pedophilia and has called for porn to be banned.
That's not Russian, that's Lateral Crowder, undercover.
Hold on just a second. Let's go through the whole thing. Chen has posted videos featuring a banner declaring Pornhub is pure evil. Last year, she publicized the controversial hidden-camera videos of self-described journalist Arden Young, stating that Pornhub execs belong in prison. In December, she promoted a conspiracy theory with popular Christian nationalists that Pornhub is trying to get straight men into gay and trans porn. On Wednesday, the DOJ indicted 2 employees of the Russian government-controlled network RT, formerly Russia Today, for illegally operating conservative YouTube network Tenet Media from behind the scenes, the Washington Post reported. Rather than being a domestic network of social media accounts, prosecutors alleged that Tenet was a foreign influence operation funded with roughly $10 million in Russian money. Tenet Media was launched last year by conservative influencer Chen and husband Liam Donovan. Its on-camera talent included popular social media commenter Tim Pool, as well as fellow right-leading personalities Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, and Matt Christensen. The DOJ incident outlines how prosecutors say this money was sent overseas and shared among the conservative YouTubers through whom Russia set to promote its agenda. The Washington Post reported, adding that several of Tenet's talent team claimed they did not know the money was coming from Russia. Now that I believe. I do believe they didn't know the money was coming from Russia. Until the indictment was published, Chen also hosted 2 online shows to Glenn Beck's Blaze Media. On Thursday, YouTube announced it had terminated Tenet Media and 4 other channels linked to Chen, the Post reported. Prosecutors also alleged that Chen and Donovan knew their funding was coming from Moscow and privately acknowledged in messages to each other that their backers were Russian. Wow. Well, I mean, that is a problem if you've got, you know... Look, I understand that Russia may want to support that kind of thing, but the issue is the government, like, you really can't just do that under the cover like that. That's the thing. Like, you can't just get money from a, you know, a foreign nation and be like, oh, yeah. No, that's not how that works. All right, now we have this one. Yeah, no, we'll do this one. How about that? Okay. Teachers tell schoolboys that displaying traditional gendered roles in a family could lead them to committing rape. Almost a third of schools use relationship and sex education classes to tell kids about toxic masculinity. Teachers are telling schoolboys that displaying traditional gendered roles in a family could lead them to committing rape, a bombshell report has claimed.
Those teachers need to be fired.
The report from Family Education Trust, FET, found that almost a third of schools that it... found that almost a third of schools that it surveyed used relationship and sex education classes to teach pupils about toxic masculinity. In one school's teaching materials on the subject, children are told that while masculinity in and of itself is not necessarily a harmful thing, certain masculine traits can be seen as problematic. Another presents a pyramid of sexual violence, which suggests that minor behaviors such as displaying traditional gendered roles may develop into other examples of gender-based violence such as flashing, groping, and even rape. The FET said that such lessons are teaching pupils about a problematic new ideology that presents the idea that boys and men possess traits that are inherently negative for society.
Teacher doesn't need to be working in the education system.
Yeah. I can't get this any larger. But it says... Okay. It says... Alright, so I'm going to read this. It says, think about the previous sessions around masculinity and misogyny. Which behaviors to Tate and Trump display or support here? How do they link to support the wider examples of gender-based violence in the pyramid? Get your kids out of fucking public school now. Okay, so if everything on the continuum is connected, where would be a good place to begin challenging this culture? Real men stereotype that boys should be strong, not show emotion, and be the breadwinner. Transitional gendered roles within the family. Good girl stereotype that girls should be quiet, submissive, and agreeable. Violent verbs to describe sex, e.g. smash or beat. Jokes about sexual harassment or violence. Rating, ranking people on the basis of their appearance. Describing a girl as a slut or slag, particularly relating to her actions or appearance. Describing a boy as a player...
Her actions of being a slut or slag?
Yeah. As a player... Slag means slut in that country.
I know.
Okay.
It's fun to say.
Describing a boy as a player or lad for having multiple sexual partners. Status accrual based on sexual experience. Belief that wearing revealing clothing means a victim was asking for it.
Well, yeah.
Competition or conquest around sex. Glorifying the chaste and being persistent when someone says no.
You know, why do they even...
No, I'm sorry. Glorifying...
Anyway?
I'm sorry. Glorifying the chase and being persistent when someone says no. Cyber flashing. Persistent and unwelcome sexual innuendo. Sharing an intimate photo of someone without their consent. Pressuring someone to send nudes. Flashing. Groping and uninvited touching.
You're not going to send nudes. I thought you were cool.
Controlling and manipulative behavior and stealthing and then rape. All that eventually, according to them, leads to rape.
I doubt that. Maybe they need to say, it's kind of like the woman that keeps dating the abuser. Like, she's had 6 guys all abuse her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's her. Maybe she's a button pusher. But, you just can't say all guys are going to do that. That's a very minute amount of people that ever commit rape. And then, a lot of it is because feminists have told the women, oh, you can change your mind well after the act has been committed. So they can say yes 1 second and then like, you know what?
Right.
That wasn't really the railing I wanted. Rape.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett breaks his silence 5 years after alleged 2019 hoax as he maintains his innocence. I was numb.
Oh, he's such a...
He's such a fucking
drama
idiot.
Queen.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Who walks in with a noose and a Subway sandwich?
Right.
You're ruining your life both ways.
Kurt Cobain's daughter gives birth to surprise baby with Tony Hawk's son. Well, I'll be damned.
What?
Yep. Yep.
You know what she said? Rape me. rape me, my friend. He said, all right.
Diddy's accuser lawyer claims high-profile person was present while pornographic acts were performed at rapper's house. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Let's see. Okay, so back to the article. The report, titled Boys and the Burden of Labels, an examination of masculinity teaching in schools, surveyed 303 secondary schools and academies across the country, asking whether they taught the concept of toxic masculinity in lessons on relationships and sex ed. It found that one of 197 schools that responded, 62 confirmed they were teaching lessons on toxic masculinity. Damn, a total of 10 schools also admitted they were teaching that men and boys possess traits that are inherently toxic and negative for society.
Toxic.
They are going
is a
to destroy
word.
These it fucking young men. The FET were also shown a range of teaching materials that the surveyed schools used for lessons about toxic masculinity. The report stated that these resources often portray masculinity exclusively through a feminist lens, and on occasion this was overly political. One slide from a lesson on toxic masculinity states that while masculinity in and of itself is not necessarily a harmful thing, the way that masculinity is traditionally defined in society can be problematic. It adds that certain masculine traits can be limiting for women, girls, and other people who don't identify as men who are not expected to display these traits. Another side also informs pupils of the difference between toxic masculinity and misogyny. Oh no, it states that ordering a man a beer without first asking what he wants is an example of toxic masculinity.
Is it?
While trying to control what your girlfriend wears is seen as misogynist.
That's where you slapper said, I said Hanukkah! No, there is absolutely no such thing as toxic masculinity. There is abuse, and there's masculinity. Two separate things. Lesbians are more likely to abuse their spouse than men are.
Masculinity is bad in and of itself. What? Masculinity in and of itself is not necessarily a harmful thing. For some people, the traits associated with masculinity are high importance, a high value. After all, courage and strength are widely seen as positive traits for a person to have. However, the way that masculinity is traditionally defined in society can be problematic, especially as it can be seen as limiting. Also, not all men prioritize traits that are traditionally associated with masculinity, like being strong or tough. These traits can be limiting for women, girls, and other people who don't identify as men who are not expected to display these traits.
You know why women don't want men to be masculine? It's because they envy the things that they can't be. They're already a fucking honey trap. I mean, that should be top of the food chain right there. You can wag your pussy at anybody that'll have it. And that's power.
Yeah.
But they don't have physical power. They don't have physical capabilities of protecting their loved ones.
All right.
That's where the man comes in with masculinity. Not
right. Now, what is the difference between toxic masculinity and misogyny? Check your answers as a class. Toxic masculinity. Ordering a man a beer without first asking what he wants. Presuming someone is more... You know what? If a man sends me... Like, being nice, just being a gentleman, sends me a beer. Hey, I got you. I thought you might want a beer. Like, oh yeah, absolutely.
What, a Budweiser? You want my wiener to fall off or
no,
something?
No. But now, if a man at a bar, he's not going to give you a Budweiser.
Oh,
he'll give you a decent
beer,
I'm sure.
Zach Galifianakis joke. He said, I have a friend that's a feminist, and she wrote this book on the downsides of misogyny. And I have to say, after reading it, pretty good for a girl.
Presuming someone is more manly because they have a beard. Calling a man gay because he's drinking a cocktail. Look, I like a fucking cocktail, but you know what?
Nothing wrong with having a mixed drink. You don't call it a cocktail, you call it a
mixed drink. Telling someone to man up. No!
It's not a doll. It's a G.I. Joe, motherfucker.
Telling someone to man up. Hey, look, that used to be something.
It's a
that
ninja
meant
turtle.
Something. A woman behaving sexually makes her a slut, but a man is fine. That is called misogyny. But
it's the availability.
Right.
A guy has to fight, hunt, prove all this horseshit to someone that probably ain't worth their time just in the hopes of getting a little pussy.
I heard this young woman.
A woman can go out, go to the first thirst trap she comes to, which is plenty. There's plenty of scents out
there. Oh my God, yeah.
And yeah, she can get what she wants.
Now, I gotta say one thing, because I was walking and I noticed this young girl and this young guy, about 20, maybe they're just out of high school. She says to the young man, "It's only $75,000.
Well, good Lord.
And it's only, and I noticed the young man didn't say anything. He just kept pushing the cart along while she was gabbing
like,
and
fine, you get the $75,000,
we'll get it. Exactly. I was like, okay, so I remember when women used to say,
$75,000. It's only herpes.
I remember when it was, oh, it's only $100. And I'm like, no, that's too much for me. She's like, oh, and because of inflation, now these women are wanting, oh, well, he couldn't get it because it was $75,000. This broke man over here, he doesn't have $75,000. Do
look,
you know $75,000?
He walked away and found someone that appreciates
him for
the
what he had.
$75,000
is 75% of what TFM called FU money. Basically, if you have over $100,000, you can say what you want on the internet. Nobody can really, you know, do too much because you're good. But $75,000 is what she wanted. That's 75% of fuck you money. Dude, if I had fuck you money, I'm like, no, I'm not giving you I'm not giving you 75%, 3/4 of my fucking fuck you money for whatever little bullshit thing you want so you can show off to your friends on the internet. And Sims, who you'll try to get because she's young and pretty, and she knows that she can go ahead and flaunt it.
Time's running. She only got a...
Yep.
She's
got a window. She's got a window because she's out of high school. She's probably 19,
I mean,
20.
Some with better genetics can go longer.
Yeah.
People with personality can go way longer.
Oh, yeah.
But most women are too focused on their looks to get a personality. That's why you get those girls that used to be kind of self-conscious when they're younger. Now they're fucking bombshells because they had to have the personality.
Being disgusted by women's body hair, but okay with men's. Thinking women are too good, are too emotional to be good leaders. But that's been proven.
Well, I'd wait till they fall asleep, shave their pit hair, like, I'm sorry.
Expecting a woman to make you a sandwich.
Oh, shit, you expect me to protect you if someone comes trying to kill us?
Yeah.
Fix me a fucking sandwich.
Laws that prohibit women from doing things, such as driving. Trying to control what your girlfriend wears. I want to go out. You're not going out looking like that. Are you crazy?
And less poison than you put in that last sandwich.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man, you could fuck with her so hard with that. I didn't poison yours. Oh, yeah, sure. What was that little bitter taste I... Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what, if I have diarrhea, I'm going straight for your dresses. Your wardrobe's
I'm going right for the panty drawer. The panty drawer.
It's only $75,000 worth of shit.
The report adds, there was a strong emphasis that traits such as strength when inhabited by men could very quickly lead to misogyny. Anyone can display toxic behavior, but schools are confusing behavior taken to extremes as the standard archetype of masculinity. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to sneak this article on Empress and get a woman's opinion on all this, which would be interesting.
It's just woke talk. And woke people, for the most part, are the rudest people I've ever come across.
Yeah.
Not all of them, and some of them are really friendly until they realize you have a viewpoint that's different than theirs. And then they get shitty. But...
Right.
I mean, that's the difference between wokeism
and
republicanism or, you know, libertarian.
Yeah.
At least they see two sides of the coin and then make an assumption.
Okay, so, it also stated that versions of the period and pyramid of sexual violence was also presented in several resources. This was shown on one teaching side, where examples of certain attitudes such as believing in traditional gendered roles within the family were seen at the bottom of the pyramid, while crimes such as flashing, stealthing, and even rape were towards the to the top. I don't know what that stealthing actually means. I'm pretty sure it's not being Solid Snake. The report states that this presented the idea that a man displaying traditional gender roles within the family might go on to commit rape. Summarizing its finding, the FET said that it believed children and young people should be encouraged to view themselves beyond the narrow confines of their protected characteristics. It also called on schools to teach topics around sexual violence holistically, without pathologizing either sex as inherently good or bad.
I mean, I'm sorry. That it depends on the person. There are good women, there are bad women. There are good men, there are bad men.
Oh, Kanye's coming out with a new record. Damn, I'd actually have to go check that out. I listen to his records because, well, I mean, he'll say something based on them. He had Marilyn Manson on there one time because they were trying to cancel all these people. And I like that. He had people in there that were talking about shit that nobody wanted to talk about. So, all right. We got that one done.
He's saying she's a gold digger. What? But he ain't messing with them bro.
Okay, so we have California's new law. This is the best thing California's ever done in a long time. California's new law will force storefronts to disclose that buyers don't actually own their digitally purchased media. This is a big deal. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill into law that won't stop companies from taking away your digitally purchased video games, movies, and TV shows, but it'll force them to be more transparent about it. As spotted by The Verge, the law, AB 2426, will prohibit storefronts from using the words buy, purchase, or any other term which a reasonable person would understand to confer an unrestricted ownership interest in the digital good or alongside an option for a time-limited rental. The law won't apply to storefronts which state in plain language that you're actually just licensing the digital content and that license could expire at any time, or to products that can be permanently downloaded. The law will go into effect next year, and companies who violate the terms could be hit with a false advertising fine. It also applies to ebooks, music, and other forms of digital media. As retailers continue to pivot away from selling physical media, the need for consumer protections on the purchase of digital media has become increasingly more important. California Assembly member and bill author Jackie Irwin said in a statement, "I thank the governor for signing AB 20. This has been signed. Ensuring the false and deceptive advertising from sellers of digital media incorrectly telling customers they own their purchases become a thing of the past. It is a clear response to some of the ongoing concerns surrounding disappearing digital content in both the games and film and TV spaces. Just getting rid of shit because they feel like it. A year after delisting it, Ubisoft took its online-only racing game, The Crew, offline in April, also deleting it from its players' libraries. Entertainment companies like Amazon, meanwhile, have stated explicitly in the past that you don't actually own those films and TV shows you purchase. But you do own your GOG codes that you get from Amazon Prime Gaming when they have GOG games, because they go directly to your account, which has offline installers, which you own from now until the day you die." And again, the new law still doesn't... We actually have a whole article about that, so just stay tuned. A few minutes. And again, the new law still doesn't prevent those companies from yanking your content away from you, but at least they'll have to warn you about the potential. For more on the subject, check out my colleague, blah 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 blah's column on the importance of physical media in the streaming age. How about go fuck yourself, because there's another way to do it, and GOG has shown us the way. As California forces stores to admit you don't own digital games, GOG reminds PC gamers you can keep the DRM-free games. Your gaming legacy is always in your hands. And I know who wrote that. I talk to him all the time. While pretty much every digital storefront says you're purchasing your games, the nasty little secret is that you're only ever buying a license to access any given title. Most stores reserve the right to revoke that license if they so choose, and as a new California law forces stores to actually admit that fact, DRM free outlet GOG is reminding PC gamers that you can live in a world where digital games are yours to keep. And I'm on there. I'm on that. If you want to click on there, I have fought with several people. Me and the other members of the community have fought. I have fought people to an extent. You're like, Grim, what the fuck are you doing? I'm at work fighting people. That's what I'm doing. Okay, as The Verge reported yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law that will come into effect next year, which essentially bars digital stores from using words like buy when you're spending money on digital goods like games, movies, music. And of course, they talked about The Crew. Okay, if only there was a storefront that actually lets you own your games, GOG joked on Twitter in the wake of the news. The storefront, which is owned by Witcher and Cyberpunk parent company CD Projekt, made its name by selling DRM-free versions of digital games in contrast to the bigger PC stores like Steam. Players were quick to point out that GOG's own user agreement makes clear that games you buy are merely licenses there too. That's not true, and I fought them on it. I will use my own goddamn tweets, PC gamer. Don't fight me. And everybody's agreed with me. When we said we let you own your games, the store said in a follow-up tweet, we meant that no matter what happens, whether it's licensing issues, storefront shutting down, or even a zombie apocalypse cutting off your internet. And this has been fucking proven. I have proven to people you could be in a goddamn bunker in the middle of nowhere. Your offline installers will work on virtually any system that you install them on.
Well, think how long you were offline beforehand.
Right. I didn't have internet all the time. You know how I downloaded my games, guys? Let me tell you. I have mobile data, so I basically use my Wi-Fi at work when I was, you know, and I don't have the internet at home. So I would have to use my work Wi-Fi to download the games that I bought from GOG, and I would take my cell phone, hook it up to my computer, and move the files over. And I did that with, I downloaded Cyberpunk like this, guys. I literally cleared out 60, 70, 80 gigs and downloaded that shit on my cell phone. It took forever, but I got it. I downloaded Horizon Zero Dawn. It was 70-something gigs. So many games I've downloaded just there on my phone with my Wi-Fi and sometimes even my own little 5G data. And it was 4G sometimes, too, because I remember I had a 4G phone that did it. But that's how I used to do it. So I now have internet, obviously, as you guys see. But it wasn't always like that. And yes, GOG is one of the few modern PC stores that lets you download offline installers. Back them up onto everything. Dude, I've got installers here, I've got installers there. I back them up on this drive, and then I move them from that drive to that drive to that drive to that drive. I can move stuff over. He even has some offline installers from me. You've used them before.
Yeah.
GOG's license agreement does mean it could revoke your access to re-download a given title, but it can't reach into your computer and delete the installers you've already pulled down. Absolutely. Other PC stores, I said, what are they gonna do? Have ninjas come in and roar! I'll fight the bastards. They'll have to break my neck before they fucking get
well,
the gun.
They are ninjas.
Yeah, they are ninjas. Let's see. Other PC stores have a much worse track record with this kind of thing. Games purchased on Steam all require the launcher to run, and while there's an offline mode that's hardly a permanent solution to the aforementioned sort of zombie apocalypse situation, some Epic games function without the launcher, but not all. And both stores allow publishers to include their own, sometimes quite obtrusive, separate DRM features. So no, you don't actually own your game. You do. You own your games on GOG because you have a physical fucking copy of every single game. If GOG is dead, you still have all of the game installers that you downloaded. Dude, I've got games that I bought 15 years ago that I still have an installer for. Shit that's old and doesn't even work. Games that have been remastered. I have the original GOG versions of the classic games that don't work without a lot of tinkering. But it's a lot easier to hang on to them in perpetuity than those games you get on other storefronts. As we continue to live ever more at the whims of digital content providers for access to our games and media, I wish other stores were willing to take more cues from what GOG is able to provide. Comments. What are the comments? I like the gaming. I think feel like the gaming industry will crash. I'm just going to say the piracy is the only thing that gave us game repository. It's proven to be truly resilient. This is getting perpetually worse every year. Pirated game is about as close as you can get to own a DRM removed. EA and Ever, both horrible for offline play. GOG and Steam are way better. GLaDOS should be implemented nationwide, guy thinks. Not the net positive they think it is. The real change should have been disallowing one-sided constantly. Yeah, but it's not going to happen. Because these developers... Look, guys, I talk to developers all the time. I talk to people from GOG all the time. I've talked to people from other platforms all the time. If Sony, if Sega, if Capcom, if From Software, any of these publishers that you love, if they want their games to have DRM removed, they will remove it. But if there was an event, like somebody tried to challenge me, where they got rid of all the DRM from all their games, these publishers would leave Steam immediately. They'd leave Epic immediately. They would create their own version. It's not like they don't have the ability. Capcom can create their own Capcom-flavored Steam. From Software can have something. Or they can all partner together and say, hey, Steam wants to remove all the DRM? We don't. We want you to have Denuvu. We feel like our games need to be protected. So we're going to give you a corporate version for PC that will you'll have to download games from us. And we're going to have more control over it than Steam, so you may not like us as much. That's what's going on, guys. You don't understand. These companies are like, oh no, we're not just going to let our games go without the DRM, the Denuvu. All the stuff you guys don't like, they do. Because it equals into sales. And why do they make video games? Not just for entertainment, but for money.
Yeah.
It's all about money. Why do you think they're looking at their investors' reports all the time? Yeah. They're always looking at quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four. You see all those investment reports. Why do you think all that shit matters? Why do you think all those shareholders matter? That's the money. Gaming is the biggest industry in the entire world right now. Defeated the movie industry a couple of years ago. So that's what matters to these people right now. So I had one about Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell says, if the trans community is a threat to you, then it stems from not being confident or safe with yourself. Will Ferrell spoke to The Independent as part of his press tour for the Netflix documentary Will and Harper and was asked to share his opinion on why transphobia exists. He answered, I think we fear what we don't know. Will and Harper centers on the friendship between Ferrell and Harper Steele. The two met in the 90s during their careers at Saturday Night Live. Steele came out as transgender 30 years into their friendship. The documentary, which was bought by Netflix after its premiere at Sundance, finds the two comedians on a road trip across America as they rediscover their friendship following Steele's transition. The hatred is out there, Ferrell told The Independent. It's very real and very unsafe for trans people in certain situations, but I don't know why trans people are meant to be threatening to me as a cis male. I don't know why Harper is threatening to me. It's so strange to me because Harper is finally her, he added. She's finally who she was always meant to be. Whether or not you can ultimately wrap your head around that, why would you care if somebody's happy? Why is it threatening to you? If the trans community is a threat to you, I think it stems from not being confident or safe with yourself.
See, that's dead man's argument. Nobody gives a shit if someone wants to cut their wiener off, say they're a woman.
Right.
They just don't want to be part of the pretend.
Right.
Like, you can cut your dick off. You can put a fake hatchet wound in there. You can do whatever. Make fake tits. Get your Adam's apple removed. Take hormones to make yourself look more feminine. You're still going to be a guy.
Right.
But now a mutilated guy.
Right.
And
well, I will say one thing. Empress added, she's got a trans friend, and they kept the dick. There's a reason why.
Because you can't.
Because the woman he's with, or she's whatever, the woman they're with, that person, like, They'd rather them have a dick. And like, oh, but I'm a lesbian. No, you're a straight woman, and you're going after, you're getting a real dick. But it looks like a woman. Yeah, but there's a dick there. It's a biological man, like biologically. But I identify as a woman, and I'm a she, and I mean, may even look the part. But the thing is, still a man.
In my opinion, if you're a straight woman, why would you want that?
I have an example. The reason they want it is because, one, news media has told them that men are bad and awful and everything else. And two, education, history. History. Well, no, a lot of people do.
Well,
my God, you should have seen when the damn Tomb Raider people got upset that the guy who made the music for Tomb Raider, all the music, he came out as a Trump supporter. He says, I want you guys to know that I've always supported Trump. And they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to separate this person. I'm going to pretend this person doesn't exist.
It's
these are Tomb Raider
for me,
people.
Not for, rules for thee, not for me.
This is the Tomb Raider community.
No. You have to agree with me that I'm a woman if I choose to be a woman. But if you like Trump, fuck you. You should die.
Right. Yeah. That's literally what they're doing.
Ain't that some shit? And theirs is way more gross because it involves ass fucking. And I mean, just the smell alone is probably unbearable. I mean,
yeah, I know. I've heard.
Some vaginas.
I've heard. Ferrell said he had zero knowledge about the trans community before Harper came out to him. I had met trans people, but I didn't have anyone personally in my life, he said. So this was all new territory for me, which is why I think the film is so exciting for us to kind of put out there. It's a chance for all of us in the cis community to be able to ask questions and also just listen and be there as a friend to discuss this journey. Will and Harper streams September 27th on Netflix.
Yep. Sorry, not going to be...
Is that the... Hold on. That's the person.
I mean... I've been friends with lesbians and gay people. Doesn't bother me.
Right.
But, I mean, religiously, I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to tell someone they have to be a certain way. You know, say, if they ask, like, do you agree with me being that way? I don't personally, but I don't think it should stop us being friends or anything. But... I've also known gay people that have been very aggressive, and the fact that you're straight is more reason for them to try to fuck you or try to get you drunk, which doesn't work because they're lightweights. And, it's just kind of...
Trying to figure this out.
Just aggressive, and then they act like you have a problem if they hit on you. I'm like, no, it's because I'm straight, and
Michael
I
Keaton.
Don't feel comfortable with
Michael
that.
Keaton went to see it.
What? Oh, well.
Yeah. And then Christopher, who is this? Chrishell Strauss, which is gorgeous. And the fuck is G? That's G Flip. I don't know who. Is that a woman? Is that a man?
It looks like
a
woman, but it looks like a woman that wants to be a man.
Yeah. I mean.
I hate to tell you, I bet I could knock her across the fucking room.
Right.
That toxic masculinity kicking in.
Right. But. Dylan Mulvaney, oh my God.
Oh, good Lord. That's the manliest looking wannabe woman I've ever seen.
Samantha Aptill. Who is that? Jen Richards?
If she bent over, you wouldn't want to fuck.
Jessica Elbaum. Well, that was just people that went to go see it. I didn't know Michael Keaton was going to be there.
I mean, a lot of people get invited.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
Who, like I said... You don't have to agree with it. You just... I mean, I don't agree with it, and I'm not going to subscribe to it. But...
Well, this man here, it's the bad guy right there. It's Klaus Schwab. It's the bad guy.
Yep.
It's him. It says it took under 4 years to connect 1 billion people to vital digital service. They said redouble our efforts. Klaus Schwab wants the entire world connected to the internet. I wonder why. I wonder why. Why do you think Klaus Schwab wants the entire world connected to the internet?
Well,
especially with AI. Because you know what you can do with AI if you're
you
a horrible mastermind?
It to be what you want it to be.
Yeah.
Indoctrinate
extremely
people.
Dangerous. That man right there, this is the man responsible for all this crazy shit right there.
And he's a German from the Nazi age.
Isn't he?
Yes. And he talks fondly of his time during...
I didn't even know that.
...the war. Yes. But he was a kid.
I thought he was one of Hitler's generals or something.
You think?
I remember fondly talking with
the World War
Mein Führer and
was at least 80 years ago.
Right.
So nearly everyone that was in their 20s, you know, add 20 years, 100, almost all of them have passed on.
Yeah.
There are a couple of 100+ year old and people that were underage when they signed into the military. And they're still in the 90s.
I was a boy, and I said, "Look at that man with the mustache.
Well,
he has the right idea." And that that's what he's doing now. He's following that man's idea.
Well, there's plenty of people that could get in the military at 16 if their parents signed for it.
Right. Well, that's what you want to know. Who's responsible for all this shit? That guy.
Yeah.
All right. So, at any rate, because I can't read this article.
What
they want me to fight. Yeah,
shit.
I know, right?
Yeah, paywall. He's like, if you want to hear my evil, you must pay.
Yes, you must pay to hear my
evil. Oktoberfest is coming up. Oh, you want my strudel?
The Fourth Industrial Revolution, defined by blending artificial intelligence and cutting-edge technologies.
Oh.
Yep, he's ready to do it.
Du hast
nicht. Oh, good lord. All right. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we will see you guys next time on the Grim Articles Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline. That man right there, he's behind it.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.